USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial government shutdown entering day three, and many in Washington not so confident it's going to end anytime soon. Some say it could end on Thursday when the U.S. Senate returns. But soon-to-be acting chief of staff to President Trump, Mick Mulvaney, says
it's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Retiring Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is signing the order to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, as President Trump has ordered. Mattis decided to resign last week over policy differences with President Trump, including when it comes to Syria. Drenching rains up and down the West Coast, while heavy snows hitting the Sierra and the Rockies, making driving dangerous on this high-travel Christmas Eve. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.